What's good? How's everybody doing out there? I'm back. It was truly the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Been meaning to do more podcasts, but my marketing company has been getting a lot of orders in the last month and a half. So really had to focus on them orders, but I'm going to try to ramp up this podcast as much as possible. I'm going to react to Brittany Griner getting found guilty and her sentence. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your stores. That dizzle.
Cheers. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle, but no, I'm not drinking dizzle at 11 in the morning. I'm drinking beer. No, I'm not drinking beer. I'm drinking root beer, but this is not about root beer. This is about Dizzle, premium luxury liqueur. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. You see the website scrolling below me. Go to our locations on dizzlebrand.com. Click on one of the top three links, and you can order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur. Mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And below those links are locations where Dizzle is located in California, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And just got picked up in Arkansas. So about to be on the lookout for Dizzle in Little Rock, Arkansas, surrounding areas coming soon. Also, don't forget about the Dizzle brand merch. They got the hats, got the t-shirts. So check them out, Dizzle brand. Go to our Dizzle brand store and whatnot. They got the hoodies and everything. So I was just online. I figured I had to come and react to it right now. Brittany Griner got 9 years, found guilty, 9 years. Well, she pleaded guilty. I think she would have got a lighter sentence if she would have did something that she shouldn't have did. And that's lie about her intent. I don't believe her about her intent. That's why I don't feel sorry for her. If it was in America, oh yeah, I'd feel sorry for 9 years for cannabis cartridge. You know, that's the thing in America, where we're getting to the point where we're legalizing it across the board, but it's still not even half the states in America have legalized marijuana. So it's still a process. Unless somebody, you know, passes something on the federal sense, but they haven't even, I don't even know if they try to pass any federal laws for marijuana. And I'll get into that after I react to this Brittany thing. Brittany pleaded guilty, and I guess she thought it was going to lower a sentence. But what she did is didn't take no accountability. Because you kept saying, I didn't attend. Well, nobody wants to hear you didn't intend to do something after you plead guilty. They don't want to hear about your intent. And I don't believe her. I believe this is the first time she's got caught. And, you know, I believe she's got by with it before. And this time she happened to get caught. And maybe it was that we're checking things more at the airports because they were ramping up for war and stuff like that. But she was locked up before Russia went into Ukraine. And it probably didn't help none that Russia did go into Ukraine and the United States sent money to Ukraine, you know, for any chances of trying to get her back. That's the thing. We offered a war criminal for a basketball player And I heard somebody say, we offered a war player for somebody who could dribble. Well, she can't even dribble. So we offered a war criminal for nothing. We really look so ridiculously weak and stupid right now and moronic for offering up a war criminal for a basketball player. And that's the thing. We try to get use that other criminal. He wasn't a criminal because he's locked up for false allegations of assaulting a police officer. See, that's the thing. There's a guy that's been locked up longer than Brittany Griner, and he's locked up on false allegations. She's locked up on factual allegations, and they're not allegations no more. They're facts. She's locked up for complete. This is another thing, man. You got to be a moron to think that Americans breaking laws in Russia are not going to get the book handed to them. Like, they're going to make an example of you every single time. Russians don't like Americans. They hate us. Why are you even over there playing basketball in the first place? Russians hate Americans. And I don't mean like the Russian civilians. I mean like the Russian communist government. The Russian government hates America, man. They hate us. And you're over there playing basketball at one of the top two countries in the world that probably hate us. One of the top three, probably. I would say it's like probably North Korea, China, and Russia. They probably hate us with a passion. And I could be wrong in the order of that, but they hate us. And you're over there seeking employment. And then you blatantly disregard their laws. See, this is the thing. Like, she also broke U.S. laws because you transported from the United States to Russia. And then you try to, I guess you transport it out of Russia. And that's the thing. I don't know if she was flying into Russia or out of Russia. I guess she was flying out of Russia, which would mean you either bought it in Russia, which is even worse because Russia's, they give them 5 to 10 years for this stuff. You know, you got 5 grams of crack. They get you 5 years in prison. So, like, you're not getting 5 years in prison in America for what she did. But she blatantly knew the consequences. I don't believe her one bit that she didn't know the cartridges were in there. I just believe this is the first time she got caught. I believe when she pled guilty and she said, well, I didn't intend to. Well, then now you're just basically saying you only pled guilty to try to reduce your sentence. And you're not taking no accountability. That's the thing. Judges don't want to see people pleading guilty and not taking accountability. That's the dumbest move she ever made. That's why I don't feel sorry for her. She is not taking any accountability. You know? And you sit there apologizing to your teammates. I mean, what for? Because of your stupid mistake? You know, I don't feel sorry for her one bit. One bit. She brought this on herself. Never, ever would I go into any other country outside the United States and try to transport anything illegal in there. You're not even going to see me out and about in the city with weed. I wouldn't even be out and about in the city with weed, you know. I would do it in the comfort of my own home, you know. I wouldn't do it hot boy. You know, she was hot girl trying to – that's the thing. When you're trying to transport stuff, you know, you're trying to fly with weed and stuff. I mean, you're just hot boy, hot girl now. You're just like blatantly don't care, have no respect for laws, blatantly refuse to follow them. I don't feel sorry for people that just blatantly just ignore and disrespect laws. Yes, I am a guy that always talks about the laws of nature. But guess what? The laws of man have consequences that could be far worse than the laws of nature's consequences. And far Swift, you know, like the laws of nature, you're not getting no prison time in the laws of nature. You're not getting 9 years for weed in the laws of nature, you know. There's no prison time in the laws of nature. There's just kill or be killed, survive or don't survive, you know. But when you blatantly ignore, disrespect the laws, and you blatantly show no accountability whatsoever, yes, I pleaded guilty, but I did not intend to break Russian law. Yes, you did. And if you were smart, and if your lawyers were smart, they would tell you to take some accountability. Take some accountability. You know, that's all I've seen in this whole Brittany Griner thing, is people that are advocating for her are basically advocating for a lack of accountability. They're advocating for blatantly ignoring laws in other countries or in our country. They're just blatantly supporting being lawless. You know? Yeah, I don't feel sorry for her. Do we have to get her back? I don't know why. You know, we do the same thing to Russian criminals, I'm pretty sure. You know, when Russian people come over here and they break our laws, you know, we probably do the same thing. You know, we don't just hand them all over and whatnot, you know. I mean, we're letting people come in our country every single day and break our laws. We're letting illegal immigrants come in every single day and break our laws. That's the thing. We're becoming a country where they want to defund the police and embrace and endorse and uplift lawlessness. You know, uplift criminals and people who don't want to follow the laws of man. You know, like, there has to be law and order. If not, then I'm walking to my grocery store with a shotgun. And if somebody try to rob me, I'm going to shoot them dead right there. And there's not going to be no civilian justice, because anybody tries to get civilian justice, I'm gonna kill them too. That's what you know, defund the police and this lawlessness leads to. Every man and woman for thyself. And you're not gonna, if you think you're gonna get civilian justice, if civilians are gonna come and arrest me at my house and lock me up after somebody tried to rob me because you wanted to defund the police and get rid of the police entirely and let the criminals just lick their chops, you know, and go for free fall to start robbing us. It's like the guy that was talking about gun-free zones. You know where all the criminals go to? The gun-free zones. You know why? Because all the criminals have guns, and they know that nobody in the gun-free zones has guns. They're licking their chops. You know, that's what Democrats would want. They would want us all to be victims of violence. They would want us to all have to fend for ourselves with a butter knife. They want to take away guns, take away police, and they only want to take away the legal guns. They don't want to take away the illegal ones because they won't even be able to find them all at once. That's the thing. The legal ones, they already know we all got our legal guns at our houses, or we're carrying them on them. They could come swoop those up right away and then leave us all for victims. You know, Democrats could have it their way. Everybody would be a victim in America. And we'd all be victims of criminals. So, yeah. And I ain't saying I never committed crimes in my life, but I'm not dumb enough to go to another country and commit a crime. And I don't commit I don't commit crimes in America except for one. And that's smoking weed and buying weed in a state where it's illegal. But hey, there's that. But I don't, like I said, I'm not trafficking it. I'm not transporting it. You know, I don't leave my house with it. You know, I smoke from the comfort of my own house. And first of all, cops can't just come up in your house and just start searching. You got to have a warrant. So it's, you know, I'm doing things pretty much by the book when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm what do you call a honest, I guess if I'm a criminal because I commit a crime every 3 or 4 days, I'm an honest one, you know, because my honest view, marijuana should not be illegal. It's a plant that grows in the ground. But we do know that tobacco companies, alcohol companies, pharmaceutical companies have been paying politicians forever. Forever to vote against it. You know, they're paying them to pay politicians, you know, filling their pockets to vote against legalizing marijuana, because legalizing marijuana is going to put cigarette companies out of business, pharmaceutical companies out of business. Because that's the thing, like weed could do, it could be used for like dozens of different medical purposes, if I'm not mistaken. But with pharmaceuticals, like one pill only used helps with one thing. Weed helps with glaucoma, cataracts, pain, depression, anxiety, eating disorders where you have trouble eating. Weed will help you build up an appetite. It does a lot of things. And it's more organic than these man-made pills. So, and that's the thing. Even if America is to legalize it nationally, I don't know that Russia ever will. Japan is 5 to 10 years. So, like, who are we to say what these other countries will ever do on a legalized station, a legalized stance and of marijuana and cannabis? The THC, and it seems like they don't never want to legalize it if it's 5 to 10 years, you know. And she literally got 9 years, man. Like I said, if she was in America, I would have felt sorry for her. But the fact that she did it in Russia, I don't feel sorry for her, not one bit. She knew this. She thought because she was making $1 million playing basketball. She was some entitled athlete. That only works in the NBA, not the WNBA. These female athletes don't have the entitlement as these male athletes. I'm sorry, because they don't got the status, the star status, you know, of these LeBron James and these Kevin Durants. Brittany Griner got like 90,000 followers on her Twitter account, man. Like LeBron probably got like 25 million or something, you know. It's you compare apples to oranges, you know. And another argument I want to talk about, gender pay gap has nothing to do with why she had to play in Russia. Because first of all, women in Russia actually go and watch the basketball games. I repeat, women in Russia actually go and watch the basketball games for the women. Women in America don't. So if you want to blame anybody, blame women of why the WNBA or any female sport is not where it should be. It's not like Bill Burr says, it's not up to men to care about your bullshit. We got NBA, NFL, and we got men's sports that we watch. That's our bullshit. It's not up to us to care about your bullshit. That's up to you. It's not up to us to support your bullshit, which I would argue more men support women's basketball than women. 15% more, to be exact. And not to mention all the money that the WNBA's made off of the celebrity status of the male athletes, That's what's paying to subsidize the WNBA at $100 million a year, which loses $10 million every year. So they kick. So the NBA is losing $10 million every single year. They've lost if the WNBA has been around for 10 years, they've lost $100 million on it. They've literally lost $100 million on the WNBA, and they're still trying to keep it going. But it's never going to be what they think it's going to be unless they lower the goal. That's all I got to say about that. But, Brittany, good luck. 9 years in a Russian prison. I would argue that if Trump was in office, you would have probably already been home. Yes, I would. I would argue that if Donald Trump was in office, you'd probably already be home. But that's what y'all get to. That's another reason why I ain't out for sorry for y'all. Because y'all voted for Biden. Y'all voted for Democrats. And like my homeboy Bird said, that one of his best friends say, you cook the food, now you got to eat it. You cook the food, and now you got to eat it. So that's, I don't feel sorry one bit. Get to a word from one of our other sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You need marketing promotions. Check out promopalace.biz. You heard the beautiful lady. Another thing I want to throw out there is I don't feel sorry for her either because to the guy that was falsely accused gets released, that's been a hell of a lot longer than her. What are we talking about? You know, and that's the thing. They tried to package them together to try to get her back because, like, she's more important, you know, because she's a WNBA basketball player that has 90,000 Twitter followers. Whoopie-doo, I got 30,000, and I'm not even famous yet. I'm more concerned with a citizen who's being falsely accused being freed than a person who blatantly ignored Russian law and tried to sneak in or sneak out cannabis cartridges, you know, and blatant and got caught for the first time. Cause this ain't the first time she did that. I don't want to hear that one bit. I'm not trying to hear that one bit. Because why were they in the suitcase anyways, unless you were traveling with them? Unless you were traveling with them, why were they ever in a suitcase? Like, you think people are really dumb, man. Yeah, maybe those Democrats or those young kids nowadays that don't know that Utah is a state. They think Utah is a city in Michigan. I mean, what the hell? Like these crazy videos. Oh, well, we got a puppy in the building. Come here, puppy. We got a puppy in the building. Say hi. We got a puppy on the podcast. Yeah, we got a puppy on the podcast. You know what this puppy probably wants? She probably wants a pup treat. So we're going to go ahead and call it a podcast, and we're going to end out from a word from yours truly, the horse's mouth.
This your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, sport events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there.
That's right. You heard it out the horse's mouth, Paul Pickett Podcast. We're about to go. We got a puppy that wants a treat. And yes, white folks, we let our dogs lick our faces. And we love our dogs. And we love our friends too. So, and all our fans and supporters. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in. The one and only Paul Pickett, and I'm out.